This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 138, Birthday Celebrations, Making Them Special No Matter What the Age. And you can find this episode and the show notes on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, where you can find many of the other podcasts on this particular show, Vintage Homeschool Moms, as well as the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And today my sponsor is Fast Track Micro Business for Teens. Fast Track is an amazing program. It's all online. And don't let the name fool you, micro business for teens. A micro business, for those of you that may not know, is anything with a business with less than 50 employees. So my husband and I have been running micro businesses for many, many years. And so this is a great way to teach your kids to start a business or for yourself as well. This is available all online, and there's a special offer, and there'll be a little commercial in just a few minutes. Well, today we're going to talk about birthday celebrations and making them special. And for those of you who don't know me, I tend to be a little bit philosophical, and I started thinking, you know, why are we having parties and why are we having get-togethers and that sort of thing? And I think a lot of it has to do with making memories and just celebrating life, whether it is a special birthday or just a regular, you know, not one of those milestone birthdays like a one-year-old or even the birth of a child. We've had birthday cakes when my babies are born, on that day that they were born, to celebrate life. And really, no matter what the age, whether it's a grandparent that has turned, you know, 70 or 80 or any of those milestone birthdays, 30, 40, 50, when they're younger, the milestone birthdays are 13, 16, 21, even 18. So, you know, these are the years that we celebrate. And like I said, all those in-between years. And the reason we celebrate is not just to get presents and not just to spend a ton of money. It's to, you know, celebrate and to make those memories and really to be grateful to all that God has given us. And so as I started thinking about this podcast, it really recalled a story that I want to share with you. And I had a nephew. He was one of two children. And they were, you know, this is Marie and George, and they were both homeschooled for their formative years up until high school. And when George was turning 18, I believe, my sister-in-law said, well, George, you know, you're going to be 18 and you're done with birthdays. And he said, no, Mom, I will never be too old to have a birthday party. And it made us laugh, of course, and we just chuckled and said, this is typical George. But really, he had truth in what he said. We really need to celebrate no matter what the age. And so around here, we do things a little bit differently. There have been times when we've had a larger budget to work with and other times when we've had a very small budget. And believe me, it didn't matter. But no matter what, whether it was grilling hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill or just ordering pizza, it was always a celebration. And it's something that, again, I enjoy doing. So I started looking at the scriptures and reading about, you know, the breaking of the bread, because that's so symbolic in so many different ways. And I'm not going to get into, you know, really the nuances of that, other than to share that even in scriptures, there was talk of the breaking of the bread. It was so important in that day. It wasn't, the meals weren't fast food like they are now, you know, that we don't even sit down and have that celebration of a meal. Many times we're eating in the car or eating on the road. And now it just seems that everything is so hurried. And that's why I think I really love the birthday celebrations, because it's an extended period of time. Here, it isn't just one day. You know, we have our birthday weeks, we have our birthday months when there isn't conflicting birthdays. And, you know, the birthday person gets to pick certain things. You know, big families, you don't always get your choice, even if you're the mom and dad. And that became very important to me as an adult, to have that meal time to be able to sit down. So a lot of times our birthday celebrations revolve around food. That is a big part of Italian families, even though I married a guy who's German-Irish and very American. We would sit down and have a family meal and then, you know, introduce the other things that were the symbolic things with birthday celebrations, whether it's a cake or one of those big cookies, which is something my kids would, request that mom makes for them, which I loved because it's very easy to do and a lot less fuss than a birthday cake. And even my grandkids now put in their requests, because I like to make cakes and we have a really fun time in decorating. When Anne was 18 this year, I bought some really fun things to decorate her cake, and I waited until the grandkids came over. We made Anne go in the other room, and the little girls and even the little boys and I, we decorated her cake with some butterflies and some special sprinkles and stuff like that. And it just made that event so much more special. We didn't have to go out to a fancy restaurant, although, you know, it depends on your budget. If you have a budget for going out, that might be something that you want to do, and that kind of thing. So I'm going to go through and talk about, first of all, by years a little bit, as far as getting some idea of kind of what I call my rule of thumb, you know, depending on the year that the child is, and then going over some ideas. So before I do that, let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Are you ready to start earning some money this week? Now there's a way to start making money while managing your business life. Discover the power of being your own boss and start a micro business. Micro businesses can be run from home, meaning little overhead and extreme convenience. Carol Topp, certified public accountant and founder of Micro Business for Teens, is the author of Fast Track, Starting a Micro Business. She has inspired hundreds of teens and adults to start a micro business through her Micro Business for Teens books, videos, and podcasts. This online course is available on sale for a limited time. You'll find book excerpts, videos, audios, and fill-in PDFs, all to help you start and run a successful micro business. Ready to get started? Visit fasttrack.microbusinessforteens.com. That's fasttrack.microbusinessforteens.com, and begin your business today. Well, hey everybody, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz, and today I'm talking about birthday celebrations, making them special no matter what the age. This is podcast 138, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Just scroll down and you'll find this podcast as well as the other 137 of them. So we appreciate your comments as well, and subscribe to this podcast. That helps us get found on iTunes and all of the other places where our podcasts reside. We're on Google Play as well as many of your smartphone podcast apps, and everyone has them built in. Just look at your smartphone and you will find your podcast app, and you can just look up this show. Well, I'm going to go over some what I call rules of thumbs for birthdays and celebrations. And I want to talk about the decorations. I would always make a banner just on my computer and print it out. And it didn't even have to be in color, because kids love to color things or embellish with crayons or markers or whatever it is that they are using. And, you know, if you have a color printer and you want to print it out in color, that's great. And I made a template years ago just using a word processing software that I saved on my computer. And so I could change out the person's name or what year they're celebrating, and we would put it up. And the thing about me is I don't quickly take it down right after the event. And it was really nice because whoever walked into the house would see their birthday banner up and say, oh, is it so-and-so's birthday? And we would say, oh, yes, that was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. But it just keeps it in everyone's mind. And again, it makes it special. And the other thing I do, especially with the little kids, is I have a helium tank at the house. And it's amazing how far that helium goes. We will buy a tank maybe one or two a year, and it suffices for everyone's birthday. We don't go crazy with the balloons, you know, probably one for each child. And then later we tie them to their seats, and later we put weights on them and let them play with them in the house. Of course, they like to take those weights off and let them fly up to our high ceilings where they can't be reached easily, and it's great fun for them. If you have ceiling fans, you may need to be careful. They have gotten caught in our ceiling fans before, so we're careful about that with the little ones. But just having a little banner up, maybe getting some fun party plates at the dollar store and putting up a birthday banner really does a great job. Now you can purchase those little banners even at the dollar store for a dollar and keep those from time to time. I have done that with little plastic tablecloths that will wipe off and reuse again. So again, whatever your budget, it doesn't have to break the bank, and it is also fun no matter what the age. And for the little ones, we would only invite one or two friends per year. So if the baby is 1 year old, it's mostly just a family party. If it's, you know, two and up and you start getting invitations to a lot of your friends' parties, kids from church, you may want to, you know, increase that number. But I will tell you, a two-year-old that has 10 little friends over, that's just major overload. So if the child is two, I would invite two friends, maybe three or four at the most, and no more than that. A lot of times, especially in homeschool families, parents want to bring their other children, especially if you're having it during the day and they don't have anyone else to watch the other kids. And so you're going to have to set up some parameters for that. Typically, when the kids are littler, there's a lot more leeway. However, as the kids get older, you may either want to switch to family parties, which is another idea, or ask that only the child who is attending the party attend. Many times it has to do with finances, and people will send home little party bags. My daughter did something really cute this year that I thought was a great idea. She set up a little buffet of things, and she had such a homeschool mom, but she had some really cute rulers and crayon packs and erasers and some other little fun toys. And she told everyone, you know, here's your little bag and you can go down and pick out, you know, three or four things. I don't remember how many little things they got. And it was like a little store, and they had a blast. And then they got to take home their party gift that was of things that they liked. And I thought that was a brilliant idea. And sometimes we get things in party bags, such as candy and things that kids can't have, or you know, kids who have allergies, and it seems like, you know, such a waste of money. And I thought this was a really great idea that she had. Also, go over the rules with your little ones. First, be thankful for each gift that they're getting if it's their birthday. There's a new trend now, my daughter was saying, that presents are not opened at the party. And I think a lot of that is because kids either get very disappointed over what they get. They don't understand about being grateful. A part of it is they're little and they may not understand this. There's very few opportunities in life where you're just sitting there and opening 10 to 20 presents and have to be happy and excited about each one if there are that many kids there. So, you know, you really want to minimize that if it's an issue with your child. It kind of takes away the fun of the person who's bringing the gift. But again, you have to go over that and decide what you want to do for your family. Another thing we did with our kids, my kids didn't like to be the center of attention. And you may not believe this, but I don't either. I really dislike the singing to me at a restaurant and things like that. I tend to take videos of the kids blowing out their candles, and my kids have done that to me as they've gotten older and they're stinkers. And so I have minimized that. As they say, we really never look at those videos afterwards, but there have been some classic moments, like when my mother-in-law was, we were celebrating her birthday at my house, and she had a beautiful cake in front of her. And when we have older birthdays, we'll have the numbers that they are. And so she was getting ready to blow out her candle, and my little grandson was in somebody's arms as we were singing happy birthday. And just as she was getting ready to blow out the candle, I had taken a picture, but if I had kept my camera out, I would have caught the little one scooting out under somebody's arms and blowing out the candle before my mother-in-law got to it. And the look of surprise in her face was priceless. It was the most hysterical thing I've ever seen, because she was shocked, and we all were, and Benny couldn't understand what the big deal was. You know, there was a cake and there was a candle, and, you know, hey, he wanted to be in on the action, and he's all of, you know, 3 years old. So I missed that priceless photo opportunity. And, you know, of course, mommy wasn't too pleased with him. So Benny got talked to there. But, you know, the point is that it was, you know, he didn't get all the rules. And sometimes, even if you're in the car, I remember saying to my kids, okay, we're going to a birthday party. It's not your birthday. Does everyone understand that? And, you know, they'd be, yes, mommy. But yet they may not understand that. I had an uncle who would tell me it was my birthday when it wasn't. It was my cousin's birthday. And we had all of these videos of me being a horrible little child. In fact, I didn't realize until I was an adult that he had actually put me up to this, because I kept saying, you know, why was I such a brat, and why didn't anybody tell me to stop this? Because I'm sitting there crying and pushing my cousin away from the birthday cake because he's actually blowing out his candles, where I'm thinking it's my birthday cake and I'm supposed to be blowing out the candles. And not until I was an adult did my cousins clue me in on the fact that, you know, these priceless contraband family movies that are out there somewhere. Good thing I'm not running for president, or they'd probably come to the forefront. Anyway, they told me, you know, that that their dad was the one who had instigated this. So, you know, unless you have this sense of humor as an adult to put little kids against each other, which hopefully not, you know, this could be a very pleasant thing. And maybe this is why, as an adult, I am so, you know, big on making the kids a part of the event, but letting them know ahead of time what to expect so we don't have that meltdown. And gosh, there are so many parties and events now. We're in the month of June as I record this, and we have had milestone birthdays this month. We've had graduations. We have a family reunion. There are so many things going on all at the same time. And in the midst of this, I have one child who is playing softball on an All-Stars team, and I have a son who's playing travel baseball. So, you know, there are so many things going on, and it's just too much to handle sometimes. And I believe that is why I'm really careful, and I want the kids to have a good experience, to understand what is going to be taking place and so forth. Okay, so you're going to go over the rules with the little ones, encourage them to be thankful for each gift if it's their birthday, and if you decide not to open the presents at the party, that's fine. Again, my rule of thumb for the little kids, if you're having a party with guests, is to have no more than one or two friends per year that they're going to be. So a five-year-old would have five kids, or maybe 10 kids, you know, up to you. Older kids, we had, and teens, destination parties. And that is, for example, something like ice skating, roller skating, or you could have a theme party at your house. My kids didn't like to be the center of attention. And so we would do things like family parties or go out for pizza, things like that. I mean, we have had things where I have brought cupcakes or a cake to a baseball or softball field. And that has not worked out as great because the kids, especially here in Florida, are very hot. And the last thing they want is a sticky cake. Cookies work a lot better. That has actually been a real hit with the girls, especially, and the boys. And so that has worked. I remember one year taking my teenagers and one friend each and going to a themed park. And that was a little bit more pricey, but we were able to go for the day, enjoy the day. They each had a friend, and then we drove home that same day. And that probably cost the same as having a big birthday party, and they were not concerned about getting a whole bunch of presents. And so it actually worked out really, really well, and they enjoyed the day. And that's one of their favorite memories, and that was my two older ones. Younger ones mostly have wanted family parties. And when I say the younger ones, I'm talking about my younger three. I've got two teenagers still, an 18-year-old and a soon-to-be 16-year-old, and neither one of them wanted parties with friends or even to go anywhere. They just wanted family. I think we have such a big family that that's enough overload for them between all the aunts and uncles that, you know, are distant but still on occasion come. And then one of my friends works for a pizza place in town, and she was telling me that they have a DJ that does karaoke up to 2 hours at a flat rate. So with karaoke and pizza at their place in the afternoon, I think she said they kind of do it off hours. She said it runs around $200. So if that's within your budget, a lot of the teenagers like that kind of thing. My kids don't, but a lot of other teens do. Some of the other suggestions were to take the kids out, like the girls like their spa day and to get their nails done, for the boys to go to like a batting cage if they like that type of thing. One of my friends had another friend who was in charge of some of the fields where they played baseball, and they just got pizza and cake. It was out at a baseball field, and the boys got to go out, and there were about enough for two baseball teams, and they just played baseball as if they didn't get enough baseball playing, but they loved it because it was a bigger field than where they normally played, and that was fun. You know, pool parties, of course, family dinners, cookouts, celebration, with either nice plates or my favorite, which is disposable, because mom ends up in the kitchen. And so a lot of times you can't even enjoy the party. These are just some ideas for you. As far as the celebrations go, I began talking about that earlier. And so we will do a birthday month. I know that sounds a lot, but in that time, you know, the birthday child gets to select special movies that they want to watch. And if they're younger, they absolutely love this because many times their selections are not agreed upon with the family. We don't do a lot of television, so we have a pretty extensive movie collection at this point in our lives. And there are some favorites that the younger kids like that the older ones have seen too many times and don't really want to see. We also insist that everybody come out to the living room and watch the movie together. There's no going in your room to read. We don't do televisions in everybody's room. So they need to stay out with us and enjoy it. We'll do popcorn, and our favorite is popcorn and M&Ms, and that's a big treat around here. We don't get that as often, and so that makes it really special. We'll do a pizza night. We used to do, when they were littler, every Friday was pizza night, and we didn't do dessert. We would just have pizza, and or we would do pizza and something little like the popcorn and something like that. So it can be whatever you want it to be. The idea, again, is to make that memory, to celebrate life, and not to be breaking the budget. I remember one year we went to a house, and it was on probably about 20 acres, and they had it catered. We walked in, and there was at least 200 balloons, helium balloons, lining the walkway. As we walked in, It was almost like a wedding, think wedding, but it was a kid's birthday party. This child was on overload. The child was clinging to his mother. I think this was a friend from preschool. So, you know, maybe the child was, I want to say 4 years old. And this was with my two oldest who, yes, did go to preschool. And then I homeschooled. Explain that one to me. But anyway, we went to this party and my son took one look and he held onto my hand really tight and my daughter wouldn't even let me put her down. And so the parents were invited to stay with their children, and I could understand why, because it was complete mayhem and chaos. She had a one of those blow-up houses. They had a trampoline that was in the ground. They had a swimming pool. They had, I don't know if I mentioned the clown, but the clown was there. My kids were deathly afraid of the clown. I don't know what it is with kids and clowns. They're just, even with a smiley face, they just kind of freak kids out. And so anyway, it did not turn out to be the best thing. And I know this mother put a lot of time and effort into making this an amazing event, but I walked away, as another one of my friends walked away, thinking, you know, this poor child is not going to have a very happy memory of their four-year-old birthday, and neither are my kids. And I think that that was one of the reasons my older kids didn't want huge celebrations, and the same with the younger ones. So again, depending on your budget, depending on what you're trying to accomplish with your family, make it the best you can, you know, afford, and remember, the idea is to make those memories. Okay, so what about adult birthdays? For me, the simpler the better. I like to have the family over, grill something, and maybe use disposable plates so that no one is stuck doing the dishes. Or you could do something like go to the beach or go take a hike or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do that day with your family that you can enjoy. It's really an ideal time to show your children that, you know, the Lord has made us each individually special, and a birthday celebration can be special not only for the person who is celebrating that birthday, but as well as those participating. And again, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be anything expensive or even with costly gifts. My family is really good at listening to things that each of us will say, oh, next time I go to the store, I want to get this or that or the other. And it really makes it special when there is some little thing that you've said you wanted to buy. Like this year, I think I got three different items that I wanted to buy when I was at the store and actually forgot. And they were simple little things. Like one was a Tervis, or however you say that, a little cup with a lid. I wanted that. And I wanted a little sunscreen thing to put in my car because the steering wheel gets so hot. And a cover, you know, for my computer. So little things that the kids were able to purchase for me that I just didn't have a time to go buy for myself. And it just showed me that they were listening, and that indeed made it special. So whatever you do for your birthday, I just, you know, pray that you make it special for the family as well as yourself. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening. God bless, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.